Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. The World Anti-Doping Agency WADA has accused Russia of continuing to obstruct its efforts to carry out drugs tests on athletes. More details from Sarah Campbell.
According to WADA, testers have been intimidated by security officials. Samples have been tampered with by customs officers and athletes have been dodging tests. In one case, an athlete is said to have run away from testers at a competition and another left the stadium during her own race. This report could not have come at a worse time. Later this week, the sports world's governing body, the IAAF, will decide whether the current ban on Russian athletes competing internationally should be lifted. If it isn't, Russia's track and field stars will be barred from the Rio Olympics.
The Republican Party's presumptive nominee in the US presidential campaign, Donald Trump, is to meet the powerful gun lobby group the NRA following the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando on Sunday. Mr. Trump said they would discuss possible restrictions on the sale of guns to terrorist suspects. The NRA, which has endorsed Mr. Trump's campaign for the White House, said it believed that terrorists should not be allowed to buy or possess firearms. President Obama and the Democratic Party's presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton have reiterated calls for tighter controls in the wake of the Orlando attack.
We do need to stop terrorists from getting their hands on the tools to carry out attacks so easily, especially assault weapons, military-style assault weapons that have no place on our streets. Surely we can agree. If the FBI is watching you for suspected terrorist links, you should not be able to buy a gun with no questions asked.
Egyptian officials say the wreckage of an Egyptair jet which crashed into the Mediterranean last month with 66 people on board has been detected. In a statement, the committee charged with investigating the crash said a search ship had identified several main locations of the wreckage of the A320 and provided it with the first images of the debris. The United States Federal Reserve says uncertainty about whether or not Britain will leave the European Union was one of the reasons why it decided not to increase interest rates on Wednesday. The chair of the U.S. Central Bank, Janet Yellen, was speaking after a policy committee meeting.
Clearly, this is a very important decision for the United Kingdom and for Europe. It is a decision that could have consequences for economic and financial conditions in global financial markets. If it does so, it could have consequences in turn for the U.S. economic outlook that would be a factor in deciding on the appropriate path of policy.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. Brazil's interim president, Michel Temer, has been implicated in a giant bribery scheme at the state oil company Petrobras. The allegations came from a former Petrobras executive who's been giving plea bargain evidence to prosecutors. He said Mr. Temer had asked him for illegal campaign contributions for a political ally standing for mayor in Sao Paulo in 2012. Michel Temer has denied all the allegations. He took office a month ago after President Dilma Rousseff was suspended to face an impeachment trial. Haiti faces a power vacuum after the National Assembly allowed the mandate of the interim president, Jocelyn Privet, to lapse, with no solution found to the country's political crisis. The Assembly elected Mr. Privet in February for a six-month term. He was filling the vacancy left by former President Michel Martelly, who stepped down with no successor in place after the suspension of elections last year. Police in Florida say they have recovered the body of a two-year-old boy who was killed by an alligator during a holiday at Walt Disney World. His body was found by divers. Ali McBull is in Florida.
Police say the body of Lane Graves was found intact, close to the spot where he was last seen. The boy had been in around a foot of water at the edge of a lake when his father turned to see him in the jaws of an alligator. He tried to rescue his son, receiving injuries in the process, but the two-year-old was dragged away. Officials here in what is the world's most popular resort say nothing like this has ever happened before, but they do say they'll be reviewing guidelines to ensure no family has to go through such an ordeal again.
The hosts, France, have secured their second victory at the Euro 2016 football tournament. They beat Albania 2-0 at the Stade Velodrome in Marseille, scoring two goals in the dying minutes of the game. The victory means France have qualified for the next round of the tournament. BBC News.